teams and hopes the next generation will be inspired.
Whenever you have a major tournament, it always generates its own excitement. So whether that's kids in school, at the grassroots clubs, everybody's starting to build that excitement. Even families and people at work are talking about the World Cup.
A British couple have said it was a bit scary to see a Russian warship fire warning shots near their yacht. It happened in the English Channel yesterday. The MOD says it was to stop a collision. It's warming up for lots of us today with heat health alerts coming in this afternoon. They're going to be in place for London and parts of eastern and southern England until Monday. It could get up to 30 degrees on Friday. There are calls for relationships and sex education to be mandatory at school for 16 to 18-year-olds. A Labour MP says the move could help to stop violence against women and girls. And there are going to be five new categories at the Grammys next year. We're going to see prizes for Best Latin Song and Best Asian Pop Music Performance.
Capital Weather.
With Global Player. Check the weather on our free official Capital app.
A wet start for lots of us across the UK, but brightening up later with highs of 24. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lossie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
All right then, good morning. It's 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday's Capital Breakfast. We are Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. And thank you for picking us as your breakfast show because we absolutely love doing this every single day, Monday to Friday, 6 till 10. Wild horses couldn't drag us away.
It's true. They literally couldn't. In fact, if anything, Chris would mount one of them and start a charge.
It's been done before.
It has been
Christmas
done.
Actually, didn't we?
We did, and we will be bringing the horse back, I hope, this year.
Is that a Christmas tradition?
That's a Christmas special and a Christmas promise.
I don't want to wish the year away, but it was fun.
It was fun.
We'll make it our thing. Sean, I am going to have to bring it back to football.
Listen, with the World Cup, I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Good. Correct answer.
It feels like the rules are different at this time because it's on. I think it's the same everywhere, wherever you're working. You know, all the conversations today, I think, will be about the England game tonight. Sean, you want to set some ground rules for me and Jordan?
Yes, I think so, because it feels like it's getting already very giddy.
Okay, should we do it next?
Yeah, we'll do it next. Starting the 8 o'clock hour with this belter from Taylor Swift, I Knew It, I Knew You, from Toy Story 5.
I knew you through the days of the blades of the grass in summer. Parachutes for the free fall of being younger. I memorized the sound of your bare footsteps running wild. It's been a long time. Life has ways of leaving those days behind, but seeing you tonight, I remembered I loved you. Came back when it mattered. I saw you standing there in the light. The window wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew you. I knew it, I knew you. I knew you. All your blues like a mood ring changing colors. You did too. There were times we could fight like brothers. I watched you drive around the bend for what I thought would be the I saw my friend, but love has ways of bringing things back to life. All you said was hi, and I remembered I loved you. Came back when it mattered, I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew. Came back when it mattered. I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Yeah, it's been a while. Oh, wearing that same smile.
Breakfast. Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital.
You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it. Whole outfit you're wearing, God, I hope it's ironic. Did you just say you're finished? Didn't know we started. It's all just so familiar, baby. What do you call it? Stupid. Or is it? There's a cuter word for it. I know. Child, why you always come running on me? I won't you let an innocent woman be? Never heard of self-care. Have your brain just ain't fair.
Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild playing for you at 7 minutes past eight on your Wednesday morning on Capital Breakfast. Tonight, England are playing Croatia in the first game of the World Cup. Come on, England! I do think we need to set some ground rules for tomorrow's show, though. First and foremost, Chris, mainly me and you, we are professionals. We will be in work, that we promise. We will be in work, come rain or shine. And Chris is staying at my house tonight. So, we'll make sure we're in. How can I put this, though? We might not be 100%. Okay. So we're going to go and watch the match. It's a late kickoff. Sean, tomorrow you might need to pick up the slack a bit tomorrow.
Or just turn up the filter.
Yeah.
Turn up the filter.
Just be careful. Very dangerously close to our rival's slogan.
Only because I would disagree with you there, Jordan North. Oh. I think we will be at 100% regardless. It's just 100% in what direction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sometimes I found some of our best shows have been where there has been a lack of filter on our behalf.
Yes, mm-hmm. Agreed.
And actually, you know, might be that situation tomorrow. So we might need you to just kind of be the safe pair of hands.
Okay. Now, I have thought about this because, you know, at the end of the day, it is a school night, but it is the first England game. You're both football mad. I will take this one. I'll let you have it.
Oh,
right?
You're a good egg.
I'll let you have this one. I'll let you go as wild as you want and you can come in. Maybe even running at 20% if you need to. However, you will owe me tenfold.
What, like one morning?
You will owe me if I go on a hen do, if I go to a bottomless brunch that maybe carries on into the Sunday. You will owe me.
Do you know what I want you to do? One of those TV awards things, because you like going to them.
Do you know what?
The after party.
I have not been to an after party. Thank you, Chris. That is lovely. If I do like a TV awards, a trick, whatever it is, the Brit Awards, please just remember this moment and you will give me that next morning to be a little bit
huddling,
half-baked.
Huddling.
Yes.
Not you, you're not in this.
Oh.
I think that's fair to you.
I think that's fair. But let's throw in the other two group games as well. Right, you have yourself a deal, Welby. The rules of this are going to be England-Croatia.
Yes.
The day after. England-Ghana day after.
Right, what day is that then?
Panama's a Saturday, so we don't need to worry.
Next Tuesday.
All right, so next Tuesday, this rule applies as well.
And in exchange, sure you can have one Brit Awards after party.
No, two. I will throw in a TV Choice Awards.
I will shake your hand on that.
I think we have a deal.
Thank you, sir.
We have a deal.
Okay, good.
Okay,
good.
Make sure you're listening to tomorrow's show, because Chris and I might not be at our best, but we'll be here. That was a very good deal. Here's BB Rexha and New Religion on Capital.
Deep in the night, I heard a cry that brought me back to life. It sang to me a melody and I was hypnotized. With every note, it pulled me close until I kissed the sky. I found my purpose in the church, it's filled with me.
First, Abby says, Sean, surely you're owed double because you've got to carry two of them. Think you sold yourself short there in that World Cup negotiations. Quick renegotiate. No, a deal has been done. Sean Welby's going to carry the show tomorrow.
Abby, where were you 5 minutes ago? I did need that help. I'm actually notoriously terrible at negotiations. But anyway, I have said that tomorrow I will hold the fort.
Okay.
And you two can be a little bit squiffy.
Yes.
Fine.
We'll be on top form.
Oh, you will. Mm. Oh, yes, you will. Don't you worry. I'm going to make sure. No, it would be very fun. But what I will do is I will join in on this World Cup chat, because you know me, I love an event. I get well into football when it's a full circus, when it's a full event that we can all get involved in. And I don't know about you, without getting too deep about this, I didn't realise how much I think America needed this World Cup.
Yes.
I don't know if you've thought the same thing, but there's been so much heavy negativity and whatever. And look, I know there's still loads of things going on in the world, but just to have a timeline with slightly more wholesome stuff and seeing people coming together... There is almost nothing like a World Cup to sort of bring everyone together.
Also, I don't think you give football fans enough credit, Sean. And
really?
I think you're seeing that they're just incredible people.
Well, no, do you know what it is? Because normally it's negative headlines about the Brits abroad. Mm. But what I will say is the best thing on my timeline at the minute is the Tartan Army.
Yes.
Always, yeah.
What on earth? It's been like a pilgrimage that no one saw coming. And the Scotland fans, I just think, have represented the UK so well. I feel proud. It's like the Americans can't get enough of them. I'm going to play you a few clips that have just been on my timeline this morning alone, right? So do you remember, Chris, you told us that on the plane out there to Boston, 15 minutes in, it ran out of beer.
Mm, makes you proud.
Which is amazing. They have since drunk the bars dry in Boston.
There was no beer. The Scots fans just drunk the place dry and all they had was, like, Bud Light.
To be fair, Bud Light is awful.
I love it.
That's the best.
So that, they've run out of that. They've been getting emergency supplies in of their local ales. Then you've had stuff like what would normally start as a negative thing. You had neighbours who had the Scottish fans moving into houses over the road in Airbnbs. They started hearing noises like this at 6 a.m. And don't get me wrong, initially there was panic, right? But this is... the start of a storyline of the neighbour going, well, the Scots have arrived. Then it cuts to him going, oh, they've made contact. Then it's a cheer, like he's in the selfie going, they've invited me for a beer and it's 8 a.m. And then he ends up taking the day off work and then he ends up going to a game with them. So everyone is bonding. It's really nice. You can hear the laughter in the background. But the final one I want to play here is them singing Yes Sir I Can Boogie at a Boston Red Sox baseball game. This isn't even football now, it's spreading further. This is them singing it 5 minutes after the song had ended.
Oh, class.
That they're running with this song now. It's been the last couple of tournaments, hasn't it?
It's good though, because that they just kept going apparently. And just to give that just a little bit of context, the Red Sox have apparently had the worst season. It's been terrible, so bad that fans have been wearing bags over their heads in protest. And then they all said it was the most fun game they had ever played.
Oh, this is great.
So how about that?
This is great. World Cup fever is taking over. England are playing tonight. We're up for it now. Let's get Alex Warren on. This is Fever Dream on Capital.
How did you know? I was hoping for a sign. My heart was so close to closing time. Something about you hit me like a freight train to the chest door. The day we met, all my loneliness left the room the second that you walked. Maybe it's fate, maybe it's fate. Told you I ain't no liar. Watching you leave, son of my dreams. Baby, it hit me like a freight train to the chest. The day we met, all my loneliness left the room the second. Like a fever dream.
Here on Capital Breakfast, this is Capital Breakfast.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry. The death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. Face
weekend. Can't feel my face on Capital Breakfast, where I bet you can't feel your face on Friday if you won £370,000.
Sorry.
Oh, smooth.
Frightened myself. Frightened myself.
You're so slick, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much. That could be happening to you this Friday in our cash call. You'll win it and go, I can't feel my face. To celebrate the start of the World Cup as well, look, we're getting behind our home nation. So if England win their opening game against Croatia tonight, we'll add an extra £20,000 to the jackpot. So for your chance to win at least £370,000, all you've got to do is text the word cash to 83958. That'll cost you £250. Or you can text the word 5 to 83958, and that'll get you 5 entries for £5.
That's right. Standard network rates apply. You can also go on Global Player to enter. Lines close 5pm Friday. That's when you need to be by your phone in case it rings.
You've got to be 18 or over. You can get free entry details and all the rules for this global network competition at capitalfm.com.
Right, if there's loads of kids on the school run listening to Capital Breakfast right now, don't turn over, don't get out the car, because we've got new music on the way from December 10.
And Sean Welby.
And Holland and Barrett. Get more from your morning.
I'm Professor Noel Fitzpatrick, and as a vet, I know you want the best care for your animal companion. Pet insurance can help, but you need to choose wisely, as not all policies are the same. PetPlan aim to pay claims quickly and without a fuss, and that's one reason why so many vets work with them.
Get your pet the best veterinary care. Save 10% on new policies when you insure at petplan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Fitz All Media is an appointed representative of PetPlan Limited.
Oh, we made it. These Spanish hills don't muck about. Right, pass us Dad's ashes.
What? You said you'd bring them.
Oh, please, no. Yeah, look on the ring camera.
Oh.
We've left him on the mantelpiece.
Poor Dad.
Always know what's happening at home with Ring. Our best Prime deals have come early, with up to 60% off selected devices. Head to Amazon today.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, we've got incredible deals of the week. Enjoy Big Daddy Sirloin or Rump Steaks, 2 for £15. Plus half price 1.2 kilogram McCain Crispy French Fries, now only £2. Perfect for Father's Day. Watching the footy? Keep the squad cheering with 24-pack Pepsi Max for £7.50. Or Doritos, now £1.25. That's why we go to Iceland and the Food Warehouse. Offers end 22nd of June 2026. T's and C's apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
Amazon Prime Day is from the 23rd to the 26th of June. These deals are so appealing. Like portable steamers for steaming. Whoa. Did I just sing? I think I'm breaking into song. Big deals on air fryers, vacuums and skincare. I can't stop singing.
Get big deals this Prime Day, the 23rd to the 26th of June, exclusively for Prime members. Join Prime.
Cathay Pacific brings you closer to Asia. From Hanoi's vibrant streets to Bali's serene shores, indulge in world-class service, savor Michelin star dining, and lose yourself in our award-winning in-flight entertainment. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
A whole new kingdom awaits at World of Frozen, where you can sing Let It Go and where a magical boat ride brings you right into Anna and Elsa's adventures. Discover the magic at Disneyland Paris this summer. And right now, save £124 per person when booking four-day park tickets for visits between 1st of June and 15th of October 2026. Saving compared to four consecutive one-day two-park dated tickets. Booking in full terms at DisneylandParis.com.
With Capital Breakfast.
And get home across the UK with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
Drive into summer with Mercedes-Benz. Discover our latest offers across the range, like the A200 AMG Line Executive Hatchback, now available from £289 a month with a £6,000 saving. Plus, enjoy your first two services for free. Visit your local showroom today. PCH offer on 30th of June, 4-year lease, advance rental £7,061, subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance, cash and finance customers.
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
Lottie Morley, what's the latest on the roads, please?
Hey, Jordan. The A9 in Stirling is closed southbound between the Dunblane turnoff and the M9. We're seeing delays on the M6 southbound to Nuneaton because a van's broken down there. In Buckinghamshire, in Aylesbury, the A41 is closed both ways after an accident. In Surrey, we're seeing delays on the M25 clockwise between the M23 and Reigate. And on the trains, Southern and Marmay services are not running between Watford Junction and Clapham Junction. More in 20 minutes.
Hello, my name is Harry. Thank you to Capital for having me. If you know the words to this one, please do sing along.
Capital Breakfast.
Right at home. Perfect timing. A face that knows. A perfect lighting. 'Cause time will show that you should try it. Those American girls you spend your life with. I've known you for ages, it's all that I've heard. My friends are in love with American girls. I've seen it in stages all over the world. My friends are in love with American girls. I've known you for ages, it's all that I've heard. My friends are in love with American girls.
Mail Smith and Gold playing on Capital Breakfast at 8:30. We have some new music to play for you that's been added to the Capital playlist today. One for many of the school kids on the way into school today. It's from December 10, aka Simon Cowell's latest creation. You might know them from that Netflix documentary that we were on Capital Breakfast. Blinking, you miss it, but we were on.
We were on it.
That was right at the start of that search, wasn't it?
Simon came on this show and said, I'm looking for a new boy band. Remember? And then it was on the documentary. So we were introduced to them at Capital Summertime Ball, and they were like the loveliest, most energetic lads. They were like, you know Lilo and Stitch? Which one's the little character?
Yeah, little Stitch.
Yeah, they were like 20 of them, weren't they?
Yeah, just like sort of climbing the ceilings and running around. It was carnage, actually, but it was fun to see because they were genuinely like, I mean, what? Imagine that storyline of being like becoming a boy band, then ending up at Wembley so early into their career, 80,000 people watching.
They were everywhere. They were driving buggies backstage. No one actually knows the name. So we're like, December 10, get down from there.
Right, December 1, come here. December 7, here, now.
So they got the biggest cheer as well at Wembley Stadium because I was filming somewhere and then I turned around. I was like, oh, it's December 10. So we're going to play their new track now. It's called Infinity 123. First time we're playing it on Capital Breakfast. December 10, Infinity 123, brand new music playing on Capital Breakfast. Scott says, yes, December 10 on Capital. And Katie says, if I was 20 years younger, my heart would be obsessed. I can appreciate Kate. This song now, though, she says. Right, 8:33, Starkey, tell everyone about this weekend.
All right, so this was a mad one, right? So I was at a barbecue, weekend just gone, and my mate Gary, who works for a supermarket, but I'm not going to name which supermarket for reasons that you'll soon discover, says that he flirts with older women at the checkout by asking them for ID.
Okay, great.
Right, which is, I just never had considered this. And then my wife sort of said at this point that, you know, she's come back from the supermarket and she's buzzing where she's been ID'd, and she just took it as a kind of like, isn't this great? And I've noticed this with people. They'll always tell someone if they've been ID'd, if they haven't been ID'd for quite a while. You take it almost as a compliment. But I'd never considered that it could be someone just flirting.
Well, I hadn't thought that. But at times you'd be like, I look 17.
Yeah.
No way.
That's like, what I mean.
So there must be a moment where they're either doing it for a joke or doing it to chat you up, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe that's true.
And then you get to see the ID and you get a name as well.
And an address.
Do you see what I mean? Oh, God. Oh, God. Sean's taken it to a whole new place. But I was not aware this was a thing.
Yeah, it's good. Everyone's got their own little, like...
It's like an alternative way of flirting.
Yes, everyone's got their own way. Mine used to be, not now, for the record, but it used to be, oh, you smell nice. And then you have to wait for them to consent to put the neck out and then go, oh, what's that?
You do that to every guest that comes in. So actually, young man, you are still doing that technique. You say to everyone, you said to Derulo the other week.
So you don't necessarily believe that they do smell nice. You just say it as a thing.
You go, oh, you smell nice. What have you got on? Sometimes they'll say, and you're kind of stuck when they go, just shower gel.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah, because you can't...
That's happened a few times.
You can't lean in for a sniff on that. That's a bit weird.
Give me a bit. Let me smell.
Just Radox. You're like, all right, anyway. Right, do you know what? I want to do that more this Wednesday morning. What are you calling it? Alternative flirting.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, these little techniques people have, kind of alternative, dare I say, a slightly sneaky way of flirting.
Yeah, right, let's do it. We're opening it up. WhatsApp 0345 60958. That is our WhatsApp number. We want to know your alternative flirting methods, please. Can you top asking for ID at the supermarket? 0345 60958. We'll do more of these after Justin Bieber and Daisies.
Throwing petals like, do you love me or not? Head is spinning and you don't know when to stop. You said forever, babe, did you mean it or not? Hold on, hold on. Leave me on red, babe, but I still get the message. Instead of a line, three dots, but I can connect them. And if it ain't right, babe, you know I respect it. But if you need time, just take your time. Honey, I get it, I get it, I get it. Way you got me all in my head. Think I'd rather you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it. I'm counting the days, how many days till I can see you again. This is like, will you catch him at night? I'm Cupid with arrows, babe, I'm just shooting my shot. If I could get in, drop me a pin, hop in the whip and come over. Don't wanna be friends, just in your skin. I wanna get closer, get closer, get closer. The way you got me all in my head.
Justin Bieber, Daisies. Typical, we want texts on alternative flirting and people are saying, I've just doubted myself. Is it Radox or Radox?
Oh.
Have I said it wrong?
Before. Radox.
Oh, is it? It's Radox, isn't it?
No one's ever said Radox. No. Have you even heard it like that?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
You just say whatever you want.
Right, Radox.
It.
It's Radox. We're doing alternative flirting on the show. A flirting method that you use that no one else does. This is after Krista's mate, who works in a supermarket, would purposely ID older women as a way of flirting with them.
He's so adamant that they just take it as a compliment. Do you know what I mean? And then they love him almost immediately.
It's quite funny. I don't know why. I'm starting to think now, I wonder if delivery drivers do any techniques like this. You know, when you have to get your photo taken with your parcel.
I will say this, if you're getting ID'd and you know you definitely shouldn't be getting ID'd, you know, like you're in your 20s or 30s, like, maybe it's someone like Gary. That's what you got to consider.
Yeah.
And then take it as a compliment. Don't get annoyed.
You know, lovely Kemi Rogers, who's on after us at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, she sent a voice note in about this. Take a listen.
Morning, guys. Okay, I've heard you talking about alternative flirting lines. I have to tell you about genuinely a line that Tom used to try and get me to stay over at his place back in the beginning. And he said, oh, well, I think you should come around because, you know, I've got an air conditioning unit. He genuinely used that as a line. And the thing is I didn't go around at first, but I mean, fast forward now, we are engaged, we live together, and let me tell you, the aircon was blasted last night.
Oh!
This is great. Whoa. This is so good. Right, we want more of these. 0345 60958, and we'll get into them next.
Sean Welby and Holland and Barrett. Get personalised expert advice in store today.
Get unlimited video calls with vets from First Vet with Pets in a Pickle. For pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
The Frozen Pledge has landed at Iceland and the Food Warehouse. Discover big savings in-store and online, including half price on your frozen favourites. Twister Ice Lollies now just £1.37 or Knobbly Bobblies only £1.25. Chicago Town Tiger Crust Pepperoni Pizza or Bird's Eye 14-pack Fish Fingers now just £2 each. That's why we go to Iceland and the Food Warehouse. Offers end 1st of July 2026. T&Cs apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
The future is unpredictable at times, but the Open University are the experts in online learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University. The future is open.
At AJ Bell, we believe investing is for everyone, even people who know nothing about investing. Like Keith, who thought dividends were a boy band. Jessica, who thought compound interest was a prison dating app. And Sue. Sue thought FTSE 100 was a bit of under-the-table fun, which surprised her accountant.
Oh, no.
If we can make investing feel good for them, it's no wonder Which have recommended us 8 years running. AJ Bell. Feel good investing. The value of your investments can go up or down.
Bunkettes, what time is it?
It's Father's Day.
And it's time you showed him he's worth more than just a text. With a personalized card and gift from
FunkyPigeon.com.
How much effort did y'all make last year?
Zero.
Even after every late night ride in Dad's taxi.
Hero.
So show him what he really means to you with 30% off personalized photo gifts.
30%.
That's right. Make it funky. Make it FunkyPigeon.com.
Mm-hmm. Selected gifts, conditions apply.
Guys, gals and non-binary pals, we're Copperfeel, the breast cancer awareness charity. This is your reminder to check your chest. Learn how at copperfield.org.
Everything cake at Ocado. We've got birthday cakes, Jaffa cakes, pancakes, fish cakes, rice cakes, oat cakes. Basically, you can have your cake and eat it, as well as non-cakey stuff. At Ocado, the online supermarket. Give us a try and get 25% off the food in your first shop and free delivery. Geographical and other restrictions apply. New customers only. Min spend £60. Max saving £20. Charges apply. Terms at Ocado.com.
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
Lottie Morley, go on then, what's the latest?
Hey Jordan, in Cumbria, the A65 is closed westbound at Kendal. There's an ongoing investigation there. The A9 is closed southbound between the Dunblane turnoff and the M9 in Stirling. In Berkshire, it's slow on the M4 eastbound to Langley after a car breakdown. In Surrey, there are delays on the M25 clockwise from the M23 to Reigate. And on the trains, Southern and Mildmay services are not running between Watford Junction and Clapham Junction because of overhead wire problems.
I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
Best.
I know that the bar closes at 11. I hope you never finish that beer. Just like heaven, and I know why he wrote them now that you're standing right here.
Yeah.
friends. I've been dropping hints all night that I'd love if you held my hand. Goddamn. And then maybe we could make out. Close off and fall to the ground. Let's go steady, let's go out and tell the whole damn world how. One night.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, oh my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to a dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, will you sanctuary? Shatter me with your touch, will Lord return me to dust? The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we. Hallelujah. On this side of heaven's gate. Oh, my life, how do you breathe and take my breath away? At your altar I will pray. You're the sculptor, I'm the clay. Oh, my, you're taking me out.
Warren, An Ordinary, is playing on Capital Breakfast, where this morning we're discussing alternative flirting. What flirting method do you use that no one else does? Many, many people texting in. This is after Chris's mate, who works in a supermarket, often asks a lady who is well over the age of 21 for their ID. Any more for any more, please, guys?
Yeah, I'm looking at this one. I think it's Hallie, or it could be Hayley in Scunthorpe, says, I used to keep gum on me at all times. I would offer them some, and when they asked if their breath was bad, I'd say no, but you're just making it fresh for later.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
let me write that one down. That's good. That's good.
Okay, we've got a message here. I want to check with producer Jimmy. Do I keep anonymous or the name? Do we don't say the name at all?
No.
All right, fine, because there's a first name here. I think even that, this is wild. This is wild. Brace yourselves.
Go on.
I'm a teacher and really fancied a dad.
Okay.
I booked in an additional parents' evening halfway through the year so I could see him. I cannot come on air and say this.
Okay.
An additional parents' evening. When he gets there, he's like, where are they? Where's all the other parents?
Ah, yeah.
Well. Ah, they've just left. You're the last one, actually, today. Last one. Half three.
Alex, in Wolverhampton, you've got a football flirting method for us.
I do, yes. Good morning. So previously, I would look around a club or a bar or a pub, and whilst the lads was all watching football, I would find one that I liked the look of, and I'd go over and ask what their favourite football team was. And if it wasn't one that I supported, I'd be going, oh, they're so rubbish, they're boring, and it'd start the conversation.
But are you actually a football fan, or were you just blagging it?
I am. I'm one of the very few Wolves supporters still out there.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Chris was nodding along to that. You agree? That's a good technique, don't
you?
What
if they were a Wolves fan? What would you do?
I was getting even more happy. So I actually met my partner using this line when he told me he was a Wolf supporter.
Finally, she found her prince.
This is amazing.
Great.
Go on then, Sophie and Guildford. Your customers have an alternative way to flirt with you, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm a dog groomer. And when we'd be mobile grooming, like in a big van, you'd pull up at the client's house and then the man would be like, oh, can you fit me in next? Oh, short back and sides. And then when you're driving like a really big van, you'd pull in and they'd be like, oh, do you want me to park it for you? And it'd be like, no, like, I really know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Fine line between flirting and condescending, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And trust me, like, it doesn't work. So any dog owners out there and a young girl pulls up to groom the dog, trust me, that line really doesn't work. We've all heard it.
Yeah, okay, that's
it's
a good
just
one.
An odd... No, I really could do a deep dive on this. I never considered, well, can you give me a short back and sides while you're there? I've never thought of that as being a, you can groom me. No, thank you. It's just not that sexy, is it?
This is so good.
All right, we'll do a couple more after Ariana Grande, Hate That I Made You Love Me. He's playing right now at 8:51 on Capital Breakfast on your Wednesday morning.
I can tell you why, but something inside is dancing with fire. Lit like the sky, turn tears into diamonds, the good at goodbyes. Just know that I will find my way from you, like flowers from a tomb. While you decide who you are, and I can see right through, ooh, like shadows on the moon. It's all bad news, yeah.
Capital Breakfast. Amanda says, I have some alternative flirting methods, especially when walking your dog. Just ask if your dog can say hello to theirs. Usually works. Tom in Southampton says, this is something I would have done in year nine. When you meet your mate's mum for the first time, you say, ooh, you never mentioned you had a sister.
The old classic. Must be your sister.
You never said you had a beautiful sister.
It's so good. Holly, Oh, no, I can't read this out.
She wanted to remain anonymous.
Oh, well, that's game over.
The problem is it comes up on WhatsApp with your name, so I just literally went straight down and then remembered it says anonymous. So I'm sorry, Holly, I can't read that.
What about Amy's? I used to work on a hot food counter, and if I had a crush on someone, they'd get a few chicken wings thrown in.
I think someone might have been doing that recently. I got a few extra thrown in.
What, chicken wings?
No, chips at Five Guys. They threw loads in.
No, that...
I got that as well.
How do I tell them?
What? No, they gave me loads of chips at Five Guys.
It was like spilling over into the bag almost.
Yeah,
how do I tell them?
What?
If you know, you know.
Do they do that with everyone?
Does that happen to you?
It is literally their technique of making it look like you've got, they give you a really small box and overflow the chips so you feel like you're getting a really good deal and you go back.
No, it's because they want to give you extra chips because they fancy you.
Yes, that's what it was. They really fancied both of you and they said you're, they actually said to me to pass it on that you're both hunks. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yes. Yeah, they send their love anyway.
You did an Instagram story about it.
Well, look, let's just go with that.
All right. Yeah. Chris's heart is broken now. It's coming up to 9 o'clock, which means we've got three songs on the way back to back with...
No Wittering in Between.
Bosh.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sian Welby.
And Holland and Barrett. Back your body. Feel ready for life.
Oh, we made it. These Spanish hills don't muck about... Right, pass us Dad's ashes.
What? You said you'd bring them.
Oh, please, no. Yeah, look on the ring camera.
Oh.
We've left him on the mantelpiece.
Poor Dad.
Always know what's happening at home with Ring. Our best prime deals have come early with up to 60% off selected devices. Head to Amazon today.
Make any occasion extraordinary with Prestige Flowers. Enjoy £10 to spend on flowers when you add three reminders on our app and send a bouquet with free chocolates to make the perfect gift. For next day delivery, 7 days a week, visit prestigeflowers.co.uk.
Prestige Flowers.
A whole new kingdom awaits at World of Frozen, where you can sing Let It Go and where a magical boat ride brings you right into Anna and Elsa's adventures. Discover the magic at Disneyland Paris this summer. And right now, save £124 per person when booking 4-day park tickets for visits between 1st of June and 15th of October 2026. Saving compared to 4 consecutive 1-day 2-park dated tickets. Booking in full terms at disneylandparis.com.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
It's 2 hours till your next break. You've got hundreds more loaves to bake and the main oven just broke down. Grocery workers are tough, but sometimes times are tougher. Last year alone, Grocery Aid provided £4.6 million in financial grants to grocery workers just like you. So if a little financial support would go a long way to help you, apply for a grant today at groceryaid.org.uk and get the help you've earned.
Poolside, this is our vibe.
The music's hot, the pool's cool. But your chill moments? Kinder Bueno ice cream. Smooth, creamy ice cream wrapped in a crispy wafer cone topped with a tasty Kinder Bueno disc.
Summer's arrived!
Kinder Bueno ice cream. So creamy, so crispy, it's bueno.
The latest news.
Next, Capital.
Hey Sainsbury's, have you got anything to help my money go further?
Well, if you want to make some big savings, make sure to use Nectar Prices and your Nectar Prices at Sainsbury's. Together, they can save you over £450 a year on your food shop.
Bring it on.
Download the Nectar app and tap into great savings. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us. 18 plus Nectar app required. For full terms, see help.sainsburys.co.uk/help/Nectar Prices.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, it looks like World Cup fever could be good for the economy. Pub bookings have gone up by nearly 300% tonight as England kick off their campaign. Declan Rice is vice-captain and Capital's been speaking to pupils at his old school in southwest London.
It's just really inspiring how he could come from as little as us to all the way to the World Cup.
He is just such a phenomenon. It's brilliant. It's quite hard to actually comprehend how incredible he actually is.
The Three Lions take on Croatia in Dallas later. Parents say they now expect to support their teenage children until they're 26. A survey found nearly a fifth think the bank of